The disease the Gentile soul suffers from, Goyanism, by High Priest Hooded Cobra 666, July 7th, 2016. Greetings to all our satanic people and comrades. Gentiles are suffering from a disease. Let's name it Goyamism, Jewism. Let's just pick Goyamism. This is a disease that everyone suffers more or less, but few people have defeated this disease that was introduced to humanity by the Jews. In order for the Jew to succeed, the Jew had to infect the souls of people with a very potent disease. The Jewish problem is a problem deeply spiritual. The Jews themselves are a living incarnation of this problem into humanity's massive consciousness. They are a living, manifested nightmare that must either be defeated or that they will drag people into a massive disaster. The acceptance or rejection of the Jews is analogous to one's acceptance of lies and deceptions, and the death these bring. The more, the worse. The less, the better. Those who love death and decay, lies and deception, will be in love with the Jew, as this is what they provide. Those who love life have no choice but to revolt. The Jew is one giant, big nightmare into the minds and souls of humanity. It is a nightmare that produces suffering, deprivation, hallucinations, and also pleasure through suffering even, because of the projected programmings of the Jews into the mind of the people who did the mistake to accept them. The external acceptance of the Jews is analogous to the internal acceptance of this materialized nightmare for all of humanity. The more weakness, need to deception, retardation, the more fertile grounds for the Jews to further infect, until the infection goes past to the place where a cure is possible. However, there is still hope indeed. The symptoms of this disease are very easy to spot. It is, in fact, the acceptance, directly or not, of the goyim, which is animal in Hebrew, label that the enemy has put on humanity, first and foremost. The enemy has degenerated people into that level, which is a level of lawlessness, animalism, and easy control. This way, nobody is to be afraid of any beast, which the enemy paints out all non-Gentiles to be. Now, the real cure is to altogether deny degeneration, lawlessness, and this beastly side of humanity, to refine it and elevate it to a higher level of consciousness of existence. So many people are lying to themselves and pretending that they are higher than this level, but the Jew has closely observed humanity, pointing at its faults and abused these faults. This has created humanity into a robotic machinery with the predictability of a pig or any other animal. The same goes for one's empathy, one's intelligence, one's understanding. Satan, the forefather of humanity, supposedly experienced a fall, and with him all of humanity has been constantly degenerating into a state of existence that is not even superior to any animal. This gradual descent of the Gentile people and of spirituality in the same time guaranteed the steadily ascent of the murderous and animalistic Jew who projects his own nature onto others. Symptoms of Goyanism should include uncontrollable off-base jealousy against others, resentment, hating what is superior to oneself, dishonesty, senseless escapism, a need to constantly be lied to, an avid focus on solely physical matters, complete abolishing of logic, which is considered an ungoyimly trait. One can suffer from severe Goyanism or less severe Goyanism. The best way to understand the level of consciousness of Goyanism is to look on the Old Testament after Adam's fall, where brothers murder brothers, children murder mothers, mothers murder children, a general chaos. No authority, no law, no jurisdictions, nothing. Just savagery and passions going all over the place, without the fundamental gift that Satan, the creator, gave to humanity. Not knowledge, nor faith. Rampant stupidity, dishonesty, pretense. So many people have been sick of Goyanism, both of their own, same as others. The animal identity that the Jews push into the heads of people do appeal to most people, but to a certain few, they need to escape. They need to find themselves in a superior state of existence, inner realization, faith, and understanding. Goyimism is a necessary spiritual disease that must prevail so that the lowest of all beings, the Jew, can prevail over anyone else. The curing of Goyimism will inevitably bring the end of the Jewish slaver domination. The furthering of it will inevitably bring the downfall of humanity. Goyim have the constant need to be lied to in the most simple or the most seemingly exalted ways. Goyim cannot face reality, for they never feel capable enough. Goyim always see their own uprising as a downfall of someone else. Goyim always blame someone else. Goyim also rarely think. Goyim are by definition weak. Goyim are disloyal and dishonest, only interested in their endless materialism that shows no bounds. Goyim have no master, as they haven't mastered themselves. So the Jew is a master of those who are not self-mastering. Goyim only follow the Jews, since the Jew is a materialist, the supreme liar, and the supreme deceiver that they need. Goyim are only in need of fake hopes. They like to live in an eternal hallucination, never in spiritual reality. Goyim are defined by self-hatred, self-rejection, and self-pity that blossoms into the environment and taints it. Goyim is the downfall of existence, the last state of lawlessness, the lowest grade of being. It is a state of constant suffering, desires that are always out of control, a depleting of sense and self, a purposeless existence that only fights for its own survival against itself. The Goyim want to lead without having even led themselves. In mimicry of their masters, they just want to savor anything that they can't labor about. They just want the spotlight without the inner light. In the mind of the Goyim, only itself is what is important. Shamelessness, the epitome of destruction, the black hole in which all civilization is drained. This is Goyimism. It is the last point before the complete downfall. In the highest people that are Satan's creation, Goyimism cannot find a fertile ground. It cannot spread its poison and gain its root. It cannot find a home, and it cannot grow. So many people die fighting this disease of the soul and spirit. Others spread it out of pure evil. Others just pretend they are healed. Others cannot see how big this infection has gone, and they keep lying to themselves that they are cured and absolved. But are they? Others silently attempt to heal themselves. Others do heal themselves, become anew, and spread the antidote. In our people here, there has been a resistance, an honorable resistance. They were the first ones to reject completely the rotten Jew within and without. They have rejected this identity and all it entails. They have fought against the preachers of lack of any hope or false hope. They have denied them. One can only by definition as thus follow the one who elevated the world beyond the highest heavens. To some souls, the souls of Satan, only this will be enough. They will never be satisfied with anything else. They would rather be dead than live in a world of shambles. They would rather be Gentiles for one day than to be Goyim for a lifetime. They would rather have a chance in elevation in themselves and in others than to live a life without any self-discovery. This is the element that defines our people. Our rejection is common, so our enemy is common, and our work, heart, and love is common. In the same way that one dedicates, that doesn't simply imply this inner goyim is taken out of the human being to be elevated into a divine lion that will get one into the journey of the sun, into becoming a self-sustaining star into the heavens. The first rejection is not what causes this. The first rejection is where one is, for the first time in their lives, listens to their heart, and if it is satanic, it tells them that they are not to be a Jewish slave anymore. The need of rebelling rises, and with it rises the will to live, the will to develop, the will to stop being an animal and a slave. But willing is not enough. One must apply. And when one applies, and they do finally rid themselves of all the clutter, in this divine road, they start to understand. They start to see what has been done to them. Then people end up here. They are filled with rage, hatred, and unfulfilled desires. This is understandable. One has to weed out their inner goyim, because it always looks just around the corner to devour the great, noble, and loyal in one's heart. Those who are unsuccessful in this, they always revert back into the same behavior. Those that will successfully do this process, which all Satanists are given the chance to do, will be the ones that will be able to finally heal the world of this filthy disease, but also heal it from its instigator. In order for the world to be free, people must be free first. This is easy to understand. As thus, nobody will be allowed to spread goyimism. No person will be allowed to further this problem. We can tolerate people who have been due to weakness falling down into this hole and understand them. As for people who have been given all the chances, help, and means to escape, what can be said? Even worse, what can be done? What a decay and what a disgrace. A disgrace that must never spread, a decay that must never conquer. The failure and decay of the enemy can only be understood by the beings of light who can see beyond the transient lenses of today. Those who have awakened to the eternal notions and see those who see beyond their respective self. These are the people, the visionaries, the people of Satan. Those that have understood the deeper meaning of Satan, or our recent people who have joined in our ranks, the people that will come here, that will stay, or even that will tread, must understand the internal meaning of this giant purpose. It is not hard at all. In fact, it is very easy. It can be easily understood when one starts to heal themselves from goyimism. So long as Satan is around, there will be a cure that is successful and operating. Make sure to use your chance, adhere to it, and spread it all over the world, big and wide. Then the disease of the Gentiles will be cured. Are you a goyim, or are you a Gentile? Are you Satan's creation, or the creation of the Jewish psychopathic intentions and exceptions of what you are supposed to be? Choose and prove your adherence to your choice by taking action in the direction chosen. To all our people and comrades, Sieg Heil. May Satan bless you for all of eternity.